Sherwood. Fair enough. Good points. Don't jump to the defensive after an objection. Acknowledge the validity of a boss's concerns to prevent an ego-driven battle of wills. First, to be honest, I was close to quitting before, with all the interruptions and commute and whatnot, but I'm actually feeling great now with the change in routine. Note this indirect threat dressed as a confession. It will make the boss think twice about refusing, but prevents the win-lose outcome of an ultimatum. I'm doing more, and I feel relaxed for a change. Second, no one should be allowed to work remotely unless they can show increased productivity, and I'm the perfect experiment. If they can show it, however, why not let them do it on a trial basis? It lowers costs for the office, increases productivity, and makes employees happier. So what do you say? Can I test it out for 2 weeks and come in Fridays to take care of the office stuff? I'll still document everything, and you, of course, have the right to change your mind at any point.
Bill. Man, you are an insistent one. Okay, we'll give it a shot, but don't go blabbing about it.
Sherwood. Of course. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate the trust. Talk to you soon.
Sherwood continues to be productive at home and maintains his lower in-office performance. He reviews the results with his boss after 2 weeks and continues with 4 remote days per week for an additional 2 weeks until Tuesday, September 19th, when he requests a full-time remote trial of 2 weeks while he is visiting relatives out of state. This removes the boss's ability to call you to the office. This is critical for making the first jump overseas. Sherwood's team is in the middle of a project that requires his expertise, and he is prepared to quit if his boss refuses. He realizes that just as you want to negotiate ad pricing close to deadlines, getting what you want often depends more on when you ask for it than how you ask for it. Though he would prefer not to quit, his income from shirts is more than enough to fund his dreamlines of Oktoberfest and beyond. His boss acquiesces, and Sherwood doesn't have to use his threat of quitting. He goes home that evening and buys a $524 round-trip ticket, less than 1 week's shirt sales, to Munich for Oktoberfest. Now he can implement all the time savers possible and hack out the inessentials. Somewhere between drinking wheat beer and dancing in lederhosen, Sherwood will get his work done in fine form, leaving his company better off than prior to 80-20 and leaving himself all the time in the world. But hold on a second. What if your boss still refuses? Then they force your hand. If upper management won't see the light, you'll just have to use the next chapter to fire their asses.